From lettuce-growing country in Southern California and Arizona come fears of heads of lettuce rotting in the fields come January. That would be the peak of the winter lettuce season. Growers say they have a problem, a labor shortage. Farm workers either aren't coming across the border in sufficient numbers, thanks to better border enforcement, or they're taking up different kinds of work, construction jobs, for example. Joe Colas is a lettuce grower and shipper in California's Imperial Valley. Welcome to the program, Mr. Colas.
Thank you.
How bad does it look for you?
Well, certainly we've already gone through one situation a couple weeks ago where there was strong demand for the winter vegetables, and we did see the shortage that you mentioned, not to the point where we couldn't get crops harvested, but we were right on the edge of that happening.
I want you to give us some numbers. So when we talk about lettuce, next month, in a good year, how many heads of lettuce or whatever measurement you would use would you typically harvest, and what does it look like this year in terms of what you'll be able to do given the labor available?
We measure by units of cartons packed, which 24 heads go into a carton, and our particular company, we average approximately 10,000 cartons a day. And the requirement to do that from a labor standpoint is approximately 100 to 120 people. And the machines that we use in the field are running at about 80 or 90% capacity now, which puts us just right on the edge of cutting our crop. But we are concerned as demand is anticipated to increase for the product. We're afraid that their people just will not be there to harvest the crop.
Now, we've read some accounts coming out of California that one of the problems for growers is that you're in competition with construction. People coming across from Mexico are finding other jobs.
And that is correct, Robert. There has been a tremendous amount of growth in the housing industry throughout this whole region. And not just that, but with the increased population comes hospitality services. All of this has taken available workers that used to come to the different ranches. And not only that, but we're not seeing the young people come into the business. And, of course, this is of great concern for the longer-term future.
But if you're now playing in a much more competitive labor market, perhaps you have to pay more to get people to work on the farm.
Well, interestingly enough, when you look at the data, it would show that most of the winter harvest, these workers are on piece rate, averaging between $9 to $12 an hour, and maybe three-quarters to almost 80% of the labor for the harvest comes out of Mexico. And we just are surprised that we're not getting more. We know part of that is the increased border security, which we strongly support. It's just really an issue of working with the respective countries, our government with others, to create a very workable guest worker program, and that's where much focus has been on.
You say that you support stronger border security. Everyone says they support stronger border security, but actually, I mean, the agriculture sector has lived off of loose border security all these years and people being able to come up illegally.
Well, you know, I can't say that as a matter of fact, Robert, because I know in our particular company, we rely on labor contractors who are people that scrutinize the labor that comes to the field. Yes, there is illegals, but it's obvious that we, meaning our government, has to focus on a very doable guest worker program. There just are not enough American citizens willing to come to the work. Even when we submit to our unemployment offices, they are unable to provide the necessary workers.
Mr. Colas, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
It's Joe Colas, who's the president and owner of Crown Farming and Five Crowns Marketing in Brawley, California.